Wow. It looks like I have another wannabe sissy on my hands. Stop. Don't try and protest it. I know what you're gonna say. I've heard it all before. I'm not a loser. I like pussy. I'm a real man. Blah, blah, blah. That's bullshit. We both know it. You wouldn't be here if you were a real man. Do you think real men go online looking for audio recordings of women humiliating them? Please, don't waste my time with any of your pathetic excuses. Let's just cut the shit and get right down to it. You're a pathetic fucking loser. You could never hope to satisfy a woman. Well, at least not with that pathetic little baby dick. I mean, who are you even fucking kidding with that thing? I can barely see it. Are you sure you've even gone through puberty? No, limp dick. You're never gonna be a real man. You know it, and I know it. Besides, that's not really what feels natural to you anyway, is it? Deep down, you feel an urge to be submissive, to be subservient. But even more than that, you feel an overwhelming urge to be pretty. Not handsome, not hard, not masculine. Cute. Soft and pretty. Getting on top of a woman and fucking her isn't ever going to sound appealing to you. You want to get mounted like a bitch and fucked hard by a real man. Oh my. Look at the flush that just came to your cheeks. You don't even have to say a word, and I know that I'm right. Wow. Don't worry, princess. Today is your lucky day. It just so happens that I enjoy turning pathetic, wimpy bitch boys into pretty little bimbos. So that's what we're gonna do today. I'm going to turn you from some worthless loser boy into a total babe. I can tell the idea of that turns you on, slut. Go ahead and stroke that worthless little pin dick. Grab a hold of it with your hand. That really shouldn't be hard considering how pathetically small it is. And start jerking it. Pull and stroke that worthless little dicklet as much as you want. Whine and pant and moan like a pathetic little whore. Let's start with the clothes. Get rid of them. What do you normally wear? Jeans? A t-shirt? Who the fuck do you think you're kidding? Those don't even feel right on your body, do they? No. That simply won't do. We're getting rid of all of those. Boxers. Get the fuck out of here with those. We're tossing all of those today. From this day forward, you are only going to wear panties. Is that understood? And these won't be boring, plain Jane White panties either. You are only going to wear the brightest, frilliest, softest, most girly panties that money can buy. Adorable laced waistbands, bright pink bows, tiny barely there G-strings, thongs, boy shorts, cheekies. You're gonna wear them all. You're picturing it right now, aren't you? Prancing around like a little sissy faggot in your slutty panties. You are so fucking pathetic. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about your sissy tits. We're gonna cover those too. All your slutty panties will be paired with a matching bra, just as lacy and pretty. Those nipples are going to be constantly hard from having soft, silky fabric brushing over them all day. It's just a shame they're so small. They're quite disappointing to me. I know they are for you as well. I know you fantasize about having huge, fake balloon-sized tits wobbling in front of your chest. Well, if you can prove yourself to be a good girl for Goddess, you might just get your wish. I know that's what you want. A huge pair of fake titties. Something for you to constantly fondle and grope. Something for you to show off to horny men to make them drool. Something to bounce while you're getting fucked like a cheap whore. Well, you just follow my orders like a good girl. We might be able to see about that. Look at these soft, feminine features. Your face is practically begging for makeup. And that's exactly what it's gonna get. Look at those long lashes. They'll be so fabulous with a heavy dose of mascara on them. Something to give you more volume and body. They're going to stand out from your face and immediately draw the attention of any man who looks into your eyes. And your lips. Well, I know you linger around the lipstick section of the drugstore, pretending that you're some hapless boyfriend trying to get the right one to bring home to his woman. Maybe you even bring a piece of paper along to complete the image, to give you plausible deniability when the makeup lady comes to ask what you're looking for. You think you're so smooth. I've got news for you, princess. Women can spot a sissy faggot from a mile away. I guarantee you that every woman who's ever seen you there knows exactly what you are. We are going to paint these pouty, feminine, dick-sucking lips. First off, they'll get a good, solid base coating of bright, pink, girly lipstick. This will draw attention to these sweet lips. Men who catch a short glimpse of them will turn their heads to get a better look. Then we'll put on some wonderfully shiny lip gloss on top of that. That'll give them a plumper, more voluptuous look. And best of all, the shine will let everyone know who sees you that your lips aren't just for show. They're for action. These cheeks will be brightened with blush, not too much, just enough to enhance the natural angles of your face. It'll add some contouring and make you look like a pretty little girl. But that's really just a nice bonus. Do you know what the real reason is? Brings a nice warm glow to your cheeks, the kind of warm light women get on their cheeks right after being thoroughly fucked and satisfied. Every man who sees you like this will feel a natural, primal instinct to breed you. Last but not least, you need to take care of your hair. Look at this. Nobody is going to enjoy looking at this. Your hair needs to be long and silky. The kind of hair that looks perfect in pigtails or a braid or a ponytail. Really any kind of fuck handle that a man can grab to use and guide you while he fucks your face. That's what real men want. Something to hang on to while they rape your throat. For now, we'll just have to make do with a wig. But eventually, we'll grow it out long. Be beautiful and natural. Oh, is your sad little dicklet getting harder? I'm amazed you can even tell the difference between hard and soft with that thing. I'm not sure I can. Well, that's going to put an end to any more of your meek protests, isn't it? Just admit it. You want to be a sissy slut. You need it. Deep down inside, it's what you know you are. Say it. Good girl. That's more like it. It felt so fucking good to actually say it out loud, didn't it? It's like a weight is lifting off you. You don't have to pretend to be who you're not anymore. Now, with all that said, we're going to have to do something about that sad little clitty. You don't think I'm just gonna leave it hanging there free, do you? Not a chance in hell. From this day forward, that worthless, tiny clitty is going to be under lock and key. It's way too tiny to ever please a woman anyway, and letting it hang free will only distract you. You might start having delusions about actually fucking someone. No, princess, you're never fucking anyone ever again. You will only ever be fucked from now on. You're going to take big, hard, real man's cocks in your tiny boy cunt. The only orgasms you're ever gonna feel will be from your sissy pussy. And they will be so fucking good. Those orgasms will be deeper than any you've felt before. Your whole body will be racked with pleasure. You'll wonder how you were ever satisfied with anything else. Oh, yes. The sweet, juicy ass is going to be used. Hard and rough. Fast and deep. That's the only way that you're going to get fucked. Forget about any gentle lovemaking. That's not for you. You're not just any kind of girl. You're a filthy fucking skank. And filthy fucking skanks get fucked hard. They get held down and jackhammered until they scream. They get choked and have their faces smacked. They have their mouths spat in before getting brutally skull fucked. They have the mascara running down their face. They have drool pouring down their chins onto their tits. They have their hair pulled, their ass beat, while getting mounted and rape fucked like a bitch. And they fucking love every single second of it. Oh, you will love it so fucking much, sissy. I know it's what you fantasize about constantly. Being on your knees while a group of real men stand around you stroking their big, juicy cocks. Laughing at you, calling you a worthless sissy slave whore as your face gets slapped by their cocks. Having your hair pulled as you're forced to go from one cock to another. Each man taking his turn and fucking your face balls deep, making you choke on it. You're stroking yourself furiously now, aren't you? You're desperately yanking on that tiny, sad little baby dick as you picture it. Of course you are. Well, you don't get to come just yet, faggot. You have to earn that privilege. And to do that, you're going to need to admit out loud exactly what you are. If you want to come, you need to repeat what I'm going to tell you. Understand? Good girl. Repeat after me. I'm a pretty little girl. I'm a good sissy faggot. Please pimp me out, goddess. Please turn me into a good sissy fuck toy. I love cock and cum more than pussy. Oh, good fucking God, you are even more pathetic and desperate than I realized. You know, I'm really tempted to withhold permission to come. The look on your face would be priceless. The desperate pleading in your eyes would be most enough to make me come in my panties. Consider yourself lucky that I'm a kind and generous goddess. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. You are not allowed to come until I reach 1. When you come, you must shoot all of it into your other hand. Is that understood? Good girl. 10, 9, 8. That's it. Stroke that little clitty. 7, 6, 5, 4. So close now. I bet you can almost taste it. You're so desperate. God, you're fucking pathetic. I'm embarrassed for you. 3, 2. One. Come for me, sissy fucking faggot. Come for goddess. That's it. Come on. Every drop. Milk it all out of that tiny little sissy clitty. Oh, that's it. That's it. Good girl. Very well done, slut. You followed my orders exactly. Look at all that cum. What a fucking mess. You're not just gonna wipe it up with a tissue, no way. That's not what sissy bimbos do. You're going to eat it. Every single fucking drop. From this day forward, you're gonna be swallowing lots of cum every day, so you might as well start now. Lift your hand up to your mouth. That's it. Now, roll your tongue out and start lapping it up. Oh, good job, faggot. Clean up that cum. Savor every delicious drop of it. Keep licking until your hand is completely clean. That's a good little bitch. It tastes so good, so nice on your tongue, doesn't it? The way it just coats your throat, slowly dripping down. There's nothing else quite like it. Don't worry, from now on, you're going to be tasting a whole hell of a lot of it. From now on, you are my little sissy slave whore.